Look skyward overnight Sunday and early Monday, and you're in for a treat. A brighter, larger full moon than usual. It's called a supermoon, and this one's especially super. WFAE environmental reporter David Borax explains.
A supermoon occurs when two things happen at the same time. The moon is full, and at the closest point to Earth in its elliptical orbit. That's called perigee. Supermoons actually aren't all that rare. We see 4 to 6 a year. But the moon's orbit shifts, and this time the full moon hits just as its orbit is at the closest point in 68 years, says Davidson College astronomer Kristen Thompson.
The last time it appeared this big, the last time it reached its full phase near perigee, as it will on Sunday night and into Monday morning, was actually in 1948. And the next time we see it this big again won't be until 2034.
This supermoon will appear 14% larger and 30% brighter than a typical full moon. The effect is magnified if you watch on the horizon at moonrise or moonset, says Thompson. That's because of the moon illusion. The moon always looks bigger beside trees or buildings at the horizon, but it's just a brain trick. The actual moment of the supermoon is early Monday, but NASA planetary scientist Noah Petro says that's not the only time to see it.
Any clear night over the weekend and into early next week, you'll be able to see a full moon that's going to be brighter and larger than the average full moon.
Moonrise is just after 5 o'clock Sunday night. It sets Monday around 6:45 a.m. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.